Thanks for walking me home. I like the atmosphere of that bar, but it was a little too noisy in there to have a decent conversation. I think we did an okay job, all things considered. You're an interesting guy. I'd love to continue our talk if that's something you're down for. You're adorable. Of course I'll give you my number, but I meant right here, right now. What do you say? Would you like to come in? I thought so. Come on. I know it's not much, but it's home. Feel free to have a seat wherever. Can I get you anything? A drink, perhaps? Oh, please. I meant a real drink. Not the lukewarm, watered-down crap from the bar. Suit yourself. I think I'll have one just to cleanse my palate a bit. So, let's pick up where we left off. Tell me again, what is it you do for a living? No, I'm listening. It's just, this drink is really good. I forgot I had a bottle of this stuff lying around. You sure you don't want me to pour you one? Well, at least, try some of mine. Come on, I insist. Here, take a little bit off the top. Oh, not too much. I told you it was good. Do you want your own after all? Hey, are you listening? Well, it's okay if you aren't. Why don't you have another sip to clear your head? There you go. So, how are you feeling now? Well, that was rather bold of you. Not expected, but not entirely unwelcome either. And I can tell you enjoyed it even more than I did. Let me just have a seat on your lap and make myself comfortable. Now that my body is pressed against yours, I can feel your heart beating like crazy. Oh, that's not the only thing pulsing, is it? Now then. You're feeling it, aren't you? A special talent of mine. I don't even know how I do it, really. But once someone gets a taste of me, they're never able to get enough. And I mean, even the tiniest thing. A drop of sweat from our hands lightly brushing together. A trace amount of saliva in a drink of mine. Anything my body produces at all. The larger the quantity, the stronger the potency. Like, say, swapping spit during a makeout session. I mean, if someone were to kiss me like that, they would feel my essence rolling down their throat almost immediately, radiating from their chest like a pleasant warmth. They'd be overcome with lust that overrides everything else. Uncontrollably horny and docile and desperate for more. Willing to do anything for more. Anything I tell them to, that is. They'd be completely and utterly mine. So tell me, are you mine now? Good boy. That's what I thought. One kiss is enough to practically fry someone's brain. I can only imagine how deep under you are after kissing me so deeply for so long. Let me look into your eyes and see. Yes, that's it. Just like that. The nice thing about having someone like this is that they have no choice but to do what I say. Which means they have to look wherever I tell them. I catch boys like you staring at my ass and chest all the time. It's understandable and it's honestly kind of flattering. But it also means they miss out on so many of my other great features. Like my silky hair, my full lips that you're very familiar with. Or my entrancing eyes. I've always been told I have nice eyes. Don't you agree? Look deeply into them and see. Stare at the way they shimmer in the light. Look at the shape of my irises, the way you can almost see patterns forming in their cloud depths. It's a pair of eyes that you can find yourself lost in easily. Even as you stand there, horny and eager for me, you're still paralyzed when you look into them. Like a moth to a flame. You know, my eyes aren't the only captivating part of me that you missed. My legs, my hips, my thighs. Every part of me is perfect, isn't it? You were so focused on my face and breasts that you totally missed everything else, didn't you? Well, I can't blame you when I have eyes like these. And my kisses have already drowned you so deep into this submissive state of me. But what if I told you that kissing me was just the tip of the iceberg? Like I said, anything that my body produces can do it. Anything wet, that is. And the effect intensifies the closer you get to my... Well, I'll just have to show you myself. Come on, lover boy. Follow me to my bedroom. That's it. Good boy. You take instructions so well. And it's cute that you're still fixated on my eyes even now. It's okay. You can keep looking into them if you like. You can look anywhere you want. Drink me in with your eyes. I don't mind. As for me... This situation's making me a little hot and bothered myself. I think I'll slip out of these stuffy clothes and give the girls some room to breathe. Yes, there you go. Just let your jaw hang open like that while you watch each article of clothing come off. First, this tight top. Next, these boots. And now for the stockings. I think I'll do them one at a time and give you a good show. First one. And then the other. And now, all that's left is this skirt. There. Stripped down to the bare essentials. Maybe if you're really good, the bra and panties might come off later, too. Then again, it looks like this already is more than you can handle. Are you drooling a bit? You really are just precious. Now, I think it's only fair that you follow my lead and strip down to your underwear. Go on. Strip. Good boy. I have you trained so well already. And, well, seeing you like this, it's even more obvious how excited you are. You're just about ready to bulge out of those boxers. Are you aching that hard to taste me again? Well then, I suppose I shouldn't tease you any longer. Come on, start with my feet and work your way up. Get on your knees, kiss them, lick them, show them some love. I've been standing up all day, so they've gotten pretty sore. Go on, get started. Yes, just like that. Good boy. Your tongue feels good against my soles. We'll have to put it to better use before long. I want you to single out each and every toe. Suck on them a little bit. We'll have to put that tongue of yours to better use before long, but go on, work your way up my legs. You can use your hands too, feeling my skin, rubbing into it. Give me a little massage while you kiss and lick your way up my legs. I want you to taste every inch of me. It really was hot in here. I wasn't kidding. My skin is so wet and glistening with sweat. The sensation must be driving you wild. Every lick, every touch making you hornier, making you more submissive, making you more and more mine by the second. Yes, good boy. Worship my legs like the eager little slut I knew you were. I had you pegged as my newest little pet the second I saw you. I didn't even have to use my talent to get your attention. What was it that caught your eye first? Me perky breasts perking out of my blouse? Me swaying hips and ass that held your gaze every time I turned around? Or was it these perfectly turned legs that you find yourself worshipping now? Well, you can answer me with your face pressed against my legs. I can hear you mumble it against my skin. Good boy. You can stop for now. I have to admit, that was quite the refreshing tongue bath. You've taken in so much of me now, so much of my drug. You must be foaming at the mouth for another taste. I can see it in your eyes. But you're mine now. And that means if you want rewards, you have to follow my orders like a good boy. Let's see if you can manage to control yourself. Sit. Good boy. Now stay there and watch while I slip the rest of these clothes off. That's right, sit perfectly still and watch. Even as your eyes narrow, as my panties shimmy down my legs, as I dangle them from one foot, just letting it dance in the air a little bit, my panties hanging from a toe until I flick them off right into your face. Even as you're practically panting from the anticipation, even as your cock feels like it's gonna rip through your pants. Let's start with my bra now. Oh, do you like the sight of my bare breasts? Well, if you behave, you might get to do more than just look at them soon enough. Well, that's everything. Tell me, how do I clean up? No need to answer, obviously. I don't think I've ever seen someone fight my control this hard. You're just so ready to worship every inch of my naked body that your entire body is trembling. You aren't fighting to disobey me or to get away. No, you're fighting to obey me and not come closer and touch me and lick me and kiss me. But you're mine. So you don't move until I say. But you've been such a good boy, sitting on the floor like that even when I know it's hard. And good boys get rewards. So I'll leave it up to you. Which part of me would you like to taste next? Perhaps these tits that you're so fixated on? Maybe I could smother you with my ass. Or maybe... Oh, I see. So you weren't finished with my legs after all. That's it. Fuck, that feels good. You're just so good with your tongue. How do my thighs taste, my good boy? You're not satisfied with just those, are you? Oh no, you're a greedy one. You want to taste all of me. That's why you're still working your way up even higher. Until inevitably you reach my... Oh, yes. Oh, just so wet for you, baby. Can't you just lap it all up? And I'll be producing more in no time if you keep working your tongue like that. I should have warned you before you got to this point. My pussy juice isn't the same as my spit or sweat. It's 1,000 times stronger than either of them. Even a single drop of that stuff could make someone mine. Just one taste and their mind would go blank. They become an empty vessel for me to control. And now you've taken in so much of it. Because I was so wet for you before this. Kissing you on the sofa. Teasing you. Making you mine. Oh god, it made me so wet. Look into my eyes again. Keep worshipping my pussy while you do. I love seeing that hazy, subby expression in your eye while you obey me. Your glaze matching mine from pleasure. You'd do anything for me, wouldn't you? If I told you to stop, it'd be painful, but you would. Because you're mine. Every taste makes that fact truer. Every lick, every taste making you mine more and more. You love the effect I have on you. My taste, my eyes, my body, the way I take control so effortlessly. It all arouses you so much, doesn't it? And knowing how turned on you are is making me wet. Can you taste it? Can you taste how wet I'm getting? I know you can. Holy fuck. Feels good being praised by me, right? Especially when you're so goddamn tired and horny to the point of mindlessness. It's a feeling you need to get hooked on. That's something else I forgot to mention. I told you once you tasted me, you won't be able to get enough. Well, I wasn't kidding. It'll become an addiction for you, chemical dependency. You'll have to come back for more and more. Having your mind overwhelmed with pleasure over and over. Until you can't even function without me. But that doesn't bother you, does it? No, it makes you ache with desire. The idea of being my full-time addicted pet just makes you even more eager to take in more of me, doesn't it? I can see it does. Well, that's good. Because the thought of it's making me even wetter than I already was. Yes. Where'd you learn to use your tongue like that anyway? Well, it doesn't matter. Because from now on, it's only going to be used for servicing me. Bringing me pleasure. Me and only me. And my pleasure's your pleasure, pet. Because when I feel this much pleasure, it means you get to taste it. We witness my pleasure. It's also intoxicating for you, isn't it? God, it's so fucking hot seeing you like that. In a frenzy, lapping up as much of me as you can. Basking in my taste. Losing yourself in it. You're making me wetter by the second. I think I'm gonna come soon. It's all just too much. So wet. Are you ready to taste me for real? All of me? Are you ready to be mine for life? Okay then, I'll count you down. Five. Keep licking my pussy just like that. Lap it up like a dog for me. Four. Oh, so fucking good. Three. So much pleasure. Making me so wet. Two. You're gonna be mine from now on. And that tongue of yours will be for my pleasure only. My pleasure and yours, that is. Because my pleasure is your pleasure. Now, one. Here it goes. Good fucking boy. Did I tell you to keep going? Oh my god. But you know what? It's fine. I can tell you can't stop yourself even if you wanted to. You want to take in every drop, my love. You need to. Feel it entering you. Intensifying your pleasure even more. More than you even thought possible. And rolls down your throat. And adds to that growing heat in your chest. So much pleasure. My witness seizing you. Taking control. Making it impossible for you to stop yourself. Making you mine. Until finally you... Let that pleasure go inside you. That pleasure rebounding inside yourself, that arousal filling you, beating through you. Burst and come for me. Come for me. Come for me right now. Come. You can't stop yourself, can you? The taste of me is just too addictive. The pleasure is just too much to resist. It just builds. Just jump through.
Don't resist. Just relax into this orgasmic bliss. And let it all out.
Come for me.
Bliss. Clench. Come for me.
Come.
And let it all out.
Come for me.
Clench.
Clench.
Come for me.
Look at this mess.
Yes. Come for me.
You're doing so well. So well. Look at this mess.
You're completely mine.
You're doing so well.
I can see it just by looking into your eyes.
And
even now you're desperate for more. Like a pup,
I can see it, just
peanut butter, just addicted to the pleasure that only I can bring you.
The
taste that only like a pup,
I might have hyperbolized a little. I got a little too into the scenario, I guess. It's not like you're gonna become a zombie or anything.
You'll still be you, but you will crave me occasionally. And when that time comes, I'd be more than happy to do this again.
Now come on, let's get you some clean clothes. And after that, if you're up for it, let's make out on the couch a little bit more.
Good boy. I thought that's what you'd say.
Now come on, follow me.